Your drive home starts now with Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Followed by Hamish and Andy. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Sure is. Welcome to the week, Carrie Bickmore.
Hello, Buzzley.
Hello, Tommy Little.
G'day there, Buzz. It's nice to see you, mate.
Tommy's flat today, Buzz.
Oh, why?
You can't tell me why. Why, do you think?
I'm not sure. I'm feeling a bit lost, and usually a Palmer fixes that.
Oh, my God, if only that was the solution to when I felt lost. A Palmer.
Yeah, I had a three Palmer weekend, and usually that is the best, and I'm still feeling a little
bit
lost.
You've eaten too much, and you're in a coma.
It could be it, actually.
You need to have a kid.
Well, I'm strangely clucky.
You talk about kids all the time. Whenever there is a kid around, you want to play with it. You love hanging out with your nieces and nephews. I think that's what you need in your life.
Some kids.
A kid.
Who's...
131060. Do you want to have a kid with Tommy?
If we don't get any calls, I'm going to end it.
No, have you thought, like, what's going on? Where are we at? Are we nearing kid time?
I don't... Oh, I mean, I'm single, so I hope not. But but what is it appropriate to just say to a mate, can I have a kid with you?
So not actually date each other, just go to a girlfriend. Well, it depends if she wants the same.
Yeah, okay.
No, I think that's appropriate, as long as you're on the same page.
Buzz, how would you feel? Are you clucking?
The phones are to let you know, the phones are calling through. A lot
Let's
of them. We've
one.
Had 15 calls so far. Well, that's 15 people that want to have a kid with you.
And
Can we take one of them, Buzz?
You know what? We're still yet to have our first listener party. The conception could be the first listener party.
Well, hey, we couldn't get my full moon party over the line. I don't think we're getting a conception party over the line.
Prego party, prego party.
Have you got me someone yet, Buzz? I want to speak to one of these lady killers that wants to have...
Here we go. We got someone here. We don't know who it is yet. Hello.
Do you want to have a baby with Tommy?
Yeah, of course I do.
I mean, it's 2017. All the fruits. That's fine. We can have a crack. I'm not sure how it's going to go.
I don't think we should go through all these calls, but I think that's just to let you know that you're wanted, mate.
Definitely do take the numbers down, though.
Yeah, right.
Please, Buzz. Thank you.
Massive. We got a big show ahead.
Yeah, hey, a very special guest up next.
Yes.
A woman, actually, she's a little bit to blame for me feeling a bit lost because she's achieved so much in such a short time that I was feeling good until I read her full CV.
Oh, don't bring her down.
No, I'm saying she's incredible, but that makes me feel bad. It's like, you know, when you see a young Olympian and they're like 16 and they've won gold medals and you're sitting on the couch.
Yeah, and I feel such pride that they're representing our country. You just want to tear them down.
Often they're not, mate. Often it's the very young Chinese gymnasts. And I'm like,
we're talking about Jamila Rizvi and she joins us next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
All right, now there is a great book that has just been released. I have it here in my hot little hands. I haven't had a read yet, but it's called It's Not Just Lucky. It's written by a friend of mine, a former editor-in-chief of Mamma Mia's Women's Network and a legend who's worked alongside former PM Kevin Rudd for many years. She's been through it all, this legend. According to her bio, I love reading a bio because bio is always true, isn't it? In 2014, she was named one of Cosmopolitan's 30 most successful women under 30. In 2015, you really stepped it up here, you were listed as one of Australia's 100 women of influence by the Fin Review.
Yeah, they've revoked it, and now I'm not under 30 anymore. So it's all gone downhill since then. Friends.
That's a shame. Let's keep it on high and welcome Jamila Rizvi to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right, this new book, just in a nutshell, what's it about?
All right, so this is a book for every woman who at work has ever felt overlooked or undervalued and has sat there going, I am working my butt off and no one seems to notice me. And for some reason, the promotions and the pay rises keep going to the bloke sitting over there who's a show pony who takes all the credit for my work. It's for that chick. And there's a lot of us looking at you, Tommy.
Yeah. Well, I said to Carrie, it's interesting because I was just hearing the other day how men will say, if they're underqualified to do a job, they'll still go, yeah, no, I'll be able to do it and I hope they can work it out later, where women more often than not will go, I'm not sure if I'm the right person.
That's exactly right. So there's this really fascinating study that I talk about in the book. As soon as you say fascinating study, people's faces go,
yeah, it's like when they say it's a great essay.
But it really is. That shows that men apply for jobs when they're roughly 60% qualified, when they meet 60% of the selection criteria, and women wait for between 90 and 95. So women, when we look at like a selection criteria for a job, we think about all the reasons we're not qualified, and we picture this perfect person, this perfect candidate, and go, oh, I wouldn't be better than them, so we don't apply. Whereas blokes go, oh yeah, I'll have a crack at that.
But what about when you have kids? Like, I mean, I had no idea what I was doing. I was like, that's fine. I can still do that. I can have a baby with no qualifications.
It's one of the only jobs you don't have to apply for.
I know,
which is
concerning
in its own way.
I know it is. Now, you landed your first job. You were talking to Tommy before about how much of a high achiever you are. You landed your first job at 22, and I'm not just talking about any old job. A job as a media advisor with former Prime Minister Kevin Rudd.
I did work at Baker's Delight when I was 15 as well.
Glad we clarified.
Oh, the list continues.
What was that like? What was that period of your life like?
Oh, crazy. Like, because I went from, like, I was a uni student, right? And so I went from, like, rolling out of bed at 10 a.m., you know, chucking on some Ugg boots and maybe going to class and thinking how stressful my day was because I had two lectures and so two hours of stuff to do, to waking up at 3:15 in the morning, standing at a newsagent at 3:45 in the morning, collecting all the newspapers and then working and finishing at 6 p.m.
That was just a normal day.
That was what we used to call the early days. So you'd do 7 days on earlies, which was like 3:45 till 6 p.m. And then you'd do 5 days on lates, and lates finished just after late line.
Is that because Kevin Rudd never slept? Because then you only sleep 3 hours a night.
And then you get 2 days off, and I used to study because I was so much fun, guys. Oh, I was just a barrel of laughs at that time of my life.
Something like studying on your day off. I wanted to ask about Ruddy. I'm fascinated by the man. He's clearly got a huge intellect, but I also reckon he's got a smashing temper. Was he wild?
You can't talk about what happens behind the scenes, but definitely some of the tastes you've got in the media, the man had a temper. Having said that, when you are literally, you have the most important job in the country and you are making decisions every day that are that high level and are going to affect that many people's lives, I do think you're entitled to kind of say, this is the standard I want, this is what I want, and expect a lot of your staff.
Especially if you're not only sleeping 3 hours a night, that's the problem.
Yeah, like, I know. Who's happy
with only 3 hours of sleep a night?
That's true.
But one of the things that I found interesting in your book was you were talking about how I've only read the first few chapters, but the first few chapters really got me, was about how different, you know, even from young kids as parents, how you parent a boy versus how you parent a girl.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And often we don't even realise it, right? And I think when we're talking about gender and sexism and stuff, we often do a lot of finger pointing, like, you're sexist, you're this. And we're all a bit sexist. Like, the world is a gendered place and we do treat boys and girls differently and we do treat men and women differently. I'm not saying that makes you a bad person that you do that. We all live in a gendered world. I just wrote a book about feminism and I did the Harvard Business School gender test and I'm sexist. So everyone's sexist, guys.
But I follow you on Instagram and you often talk about with your son, you've got him a kitchen and you'll put him in a tutu.
Yeah.
He loves that tutu. I'm sure a lot of them do because they don't know any different.
He has a very masculine approach to the tutu, though. He's very functional about it. Puts the tutu on for the purpose of twirling. Like, he doesn't just wear it for the sake of it. He wears it because there's twirling to be done.
But what do you think as a parent we can do with our boys and girls to make sure that we give them the best chance?
I think what we do unconsciously is we send little girls a message that they should be a little bit scared and that they should be a little bit worried. And we teach them a lack of confidence from a really, really early age. So I think the best thing we can do is be aware of that. Be aware that you are sending different messages unconsciously and have a bit of a think about it and go, hey, why am I jumping off the park bench to help her down that fireman's pole? Like, what's the worst thing that's going to happen?
She's going to fall and crack her head open?
Well, she's going to fall and there's got lots of safety tambuck and you can sue the council for a fortune, Carrie. You'll be rich.
All right. I've got to really change my parenting.
Hey, can guys read your book too?
Yes, absolutely. And please do. Like, particularly if you're a man who works with a lot of women colleagues or if you're a man who manages a lot of women, because often men managers don't realise the sort of unconscious bias that creeps into their behaviour. And I do a lot of work with sort of male senior executives and they often complain about things young women in particular do, like, oh, she does this with her voice or she does that with her body language and why does she do that? Why doesn't she just put her hand up for the promotion? And this book will help you understand why and that maybe it's not her fault, maybe it's the workplace's fault.
Is it guaranteed to get you the promotion? Can we sell it as that?
Yeah, let's do it. There's a whole chapter on how to ask for
okay,
more money.
Okay, if you want more money in your job, buy Shamila's book. Thanks, hon. Great
Thanks
to have
for
you
having
here.
Me.
Yeah, it is called Not Just Lucky. It's published by Penguin Random House and will be available in bookstores from Monday, or you can pre-order online right now.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
This Friday's a very special day.
Oh, Katy Perry Day.
One of my girl crushes, Katy Perry, on the world famous rooftop. First rooftop that we're getting to go to.
And it's not the full moon party. It's not the number one thing we were hoping for, but it is the next best thing.
But I felt like if we're going to be in Katy Perry's presence, right, I feel like we really need to be across Katy Perry. I feel like we need to be able to, like, sing her songs. We need to know all about her. So every day this week, we're getting Katy Perry ready.
Are we?
Yeah.
Do you reckon we'll get to touch her?
Well, not if you ask, say it like that.
Oh, yeah. I probably shouldn't say sentences like, could we touch her?
Just meet, maybe.
Yeah, meet. That's
I mean, I don't think so, but let's aim for meet. Maybe if we say it enough, it'll happen.
Okay, great.
But today we're starting. Yes. What have you got for us today, Buzz?
All right, I've got this.
Katy Perry Quiz.
Yeah, so it's the Katy Perry Perry Quiz. As you can guess by the name, it involves you guys potentially eating Perry Perry sauce if you get the questions wrong.
So this is about getting to know her.
This is a,
how much do we know about the glorious Katy Perry?
This is a this is one of those radio games where the name came first, I reckon.
The Perry Perry.
Yeah.
So we've got a jar of Perry Perry sauce there. We've also got a tablespoon. A tablespoon of Perry Perry sauce.
What, is this hot, hot, mild?
It's hot.
What will a tablespoon
mild. What an interesting quiz that'll be. Then you have to have some mildly delicious sauce that is in no way unpleasant.
Well, I'm really concerned because our producer, Sonda, was a producer for Brendan Favola, Fev, and made him have to call an ambulance. Well, he didn't call it. He couldn't breathe. An ambulance had to come because she made him have hot sauce and he nearly died. So I'm a little concerned. Are you sure? Have you tested this, Sonda?
Stop being so weak, mate.
Yeah. Test it on air.
So can I have a whole teaspoon? I'm not going to die.
You won't die. You might be incredibly uncomfortable.
And you know what happens? It goes straight through you as well. So you might be on TV tonight just needing to duck off every now and then. So there is some real incentive to win. How many questions we got, Buzz?
We got five questions. Buzz in
right,
with your name.
Take it away.
So that's five tablespoons, mate.
It smells hot. Okay.
All right,
so
here we go.
If we get it wrong,
what's
the rule? Does the other person have to get it right?
Yeah, so if the other person gets it right, the other person has to take the tablespoon. And if you
if
get
we're
it
both wrong,
you both take a tablespoon.
And if one's wrong and I just don't know.
I'm really confused. Stop confusing me.
Okay, let's just go.
All right, here we go. Question number one. How many years was Katy Perry married to Russell Brand?
Tommy, do I get to buzz in?
Yes, you do.
Okay, good. Three.
Oh!
So do I get to...
You've got to have a guess.
Do I have to have a guess?
You have to have a guess.
What happens?
Have a guess.
Two?
It was.
Oh!
Carrie.
Yes! Off you go.
All right, Tommy.
One mouthful going in.
Smells really hot.
Oh, stop smelling it. Just eat it. Okay. Are you still alive? You're fine.
Oh.
All good.
Is it nice?
Oh. You're right.
No.
All right.
Is it?
Oh, shit. Question two. You ready for this, Tommy?
No.
No.
Did you want water?
I swallowed the seed.
I think that's what you meant to do.
I love how in the during the song, Tommy was saying no water.
Question buzz.
Do you want water?
Question two. Which album was Katy's song Dark Horse from?
Carrie.
Yep.
Prism.
Oh, you are good.
Oh,
good.
Another one.
I just got the taste of the first one.
We still have an hour left to go at the show. You've got to be able to do the rest of it. Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh. No.
All right. Question number three.
Oh, I've never seen you like this. Oh, your face is going a weird colour.
How many siblings?
Oh, God, hang on.
Does Katy Perry have?
Hang on, I can see through time. Hang on, what's the question?
How many siblings does Katy Perry have?
Oh, Carrie, you answer, please.
Carrie, one.
Oh, it is two.
I was going to say two. Oh,
all right.
It's not that bad.
Carrie's putting it in the mouth.
Oh, you didn't even have the whole spoon. Oh, mate. How does that work?
I'm too scared to swallow.
You didn't even have the whole spoon. You didn't even have the whole spoon, mate.
Okay, I'll have the whole freaking spoon.
Oh.
Mm. All right, so Carrie's just... You can check this out on our Instagram as well. There will be a video at Carrie Tommy Show. Question number four.
What are you clapping over?
Because I had full tablespoons.
I just had a tablespoon. I'm fine.
Mate, you had a tiniest bit.
I did it. Look, my tablespoon is empty.
Can you see how much I'm sweating?
You are. You're weak.
You ready for question number four?
Yes, we are.
All right, here we go. Katy Perry is a stage name, but what's her birth name?
Carrie. Catherine Elizabeth Hudson.
Oh, you've given me more than I needed. Well done.
Oh! Off you go, Tommy.
One more, Tommy.
Good, I was just starting to cool down.
And last one.
All right, here we go. What is the title of a movie documentary?
Tommy, it's called Raw.
Nah.
Oh, no, damn it.
Katy Perry, I watched it. This is me or this?
No, that's Michael Jackson.
I'm buzzing you out. Part of me.
Oh,
very
close.
Close.
This is me, part of me.
Take a spoonful
you got
each.
You've wrong first. You've got to have
I've
it.
I've already had mine. I just had
did
it.
You?
Yeah.
Do I have to have one? But I was just giving extra information.
I got to go before we die, Buzz.
Okay.
Is that delicious?
Yeah.
That's the Katy Perry Perry quiz.
We're doing this every day, are we?
I hope not.
No, it's going to change every day. Sometime it'll be listeners that have to have it.
That's good because I've got to go to the bathroom, guys.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Right now, let's do Bickmore's Bits.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now. It's a rather distressing Bickmore's Bits today.
Are your bits a mess?
No, my bits are just in a state of panic.
Are they?
Yes.
What's
have you
What's
ever
happened?
Been on a flight where anything's gone kind of wrong?
Not really wrong, no. Nothing where I've been scared.
That's one of my worst fears.
Is it?
Right? Oh, yes. The only way I started calming down on flights was when a family friend of mine who is a pilot, I used to get really scared during turbulence.
Mm.
And he said to me, do you get scared when you go over like bumps on the road, like potholes? And I was like, no. And he goes, in the sky, turbulence is like potholes on a road. So when you have a little dip, it's just like going over the pothole. Yeah. There's nothing to be scared about. And that calmed me down a little bit.
But I've also seen footage of where a giant sinkhole's opened in a road and it's swallowed the whole car.
Okay, well, that's it's not going to help people that are now worried.
I'll be thinking, I've got the sinkhole. I've got the sinkhole pothole.
Anyway, an Air Asia flight carrying 359 people was forced to turn back after leaving Perth this morning following a technical issue, right? So it was 90 minutes into the flight. They were heading to KL when the captain announced there appeared to have been an engine seizure on the left side of the aircraft, right? Ooh. So there's videos up on Instagram at the moment, like passengers looking really, really frightened. Seats were rattling back and forth. Apparently people crying. The plane started vibrating and shaking after what they heard was like a small explosion. Passengers were told to get into the brace position. Apparently, like, marine rescue services in Perth were put on standby to prepare for a water landing off the WA coast.
Sully style.
Yeah, like fire and emergency services were called to meet the plane. Now, what are you wanting to hear from your pilot as all of that is happening?
Don't worry. I've got a backup engine in my pants pocket. It's going to be fine. Something reassuring.
How do you reckon you'd feel if your pilot said this to you? I hope you all say a prayer. I will be saying a prayer too, hope we all get home safely.
I'd turn to you next to me and I'd go, you said it was a pothole. You said it was just a pothole. Why are we praying if it's just a pothole?
How scary would that have been?
Terrifying. I know this isn't the right reaction to have with events like this, but I always think immediately after, geez, AirAsia would probably have some pretty cheap tickets going now. It would be a good time to buy a flight.
The end of the story is it landed safely at 10 a.m. and everyone's fine. So
you beauty.
Maybe all's fine.
Yep.
Yep. Angels were on its side.
Wow. I don't know if the prayers did it. I'm just saying, I don't know if the prayers did it.
Now, the other reason my bits are stressing today is because there's this new Snapchat thing out there. Now, I'm not on Snapchat, but Snapchat, as a parent, fills me with fear, okay?
Your bits are distressed that they're going to end up on Snapchat.
No, there's this new feature that's been launched over the weekend called Snap Map, right? And it allows users to share their location with other Snapchatters on a map using video clips and photos, right? So if you're a kid, you can share with your friends, with anyone that's following you, where you are at all times.
So hypothetically, if you sent a snap of your map of Tassie from Tassie, it'd show up.
No, it'd literally meltdown because I don't know how to deal with all that information at once. But now there's fears for parents. There's fears, obviously, for stalkers. There's fears that, you know, like perhaps you've got some people on Snapchat that you're not that close to, that you wouldn't want them to know where you are at all times because Snapchat is often used by teenagers. Anyway, so people are going mental about it. Okay, you can turn it off. But like with so many features on online apps and stuff, it's the case that you have to opt out of it. So you've got to find the ability. You go into like once you're in photo taking mode, you've got to pinch the screen, I think, and open this SnapMap thing. And then when you're in that, you've got to go to some settings thing at the top.
Wow, these are good, foolproof, watertight instructions.
No, that's what you have to do. And you've got to tap ghost mode and that switches off your location sharing services. So if you have a parent and your kid's on Snapchat, get their phone off them and go and do all those things I said that I can't remember how to say again because it was very confusing.
Yes.
Or just Google how to turn it off and turn it off so that people don't know where your kids are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
You love it though. You've been filtering all day today.
Well, I just found the filters on Instagram and I didn't know.
Because you're not on Snapchat, are you?
I'm not. I didn't know. They make you look so much better. Like they give you a puppy dog nose, but they actually make your eyes sparkle as well. They're incredible.
But people have been using these filters for like years.
I know, and I'm just
Is it just that Instagram's only just got them?
Yeah.
And you're not on Snapchat?
Yeah.
So what have you been what have you been Instagramming people? Like you doing what?
Just sitting around but looking like a hot puppy dog.
Right. That doesn't sound that appealing.
No, it's fun.
Show me you as a hot puppy dog.
There
is this
we go.
Where you can do bunny rabbits and stuff?
Yeah. Bunny rabbits, crowns. But like, yeah, they just make everything look better. I'm like, oh, I get it. Because before I thought, why would you want to look at it? But then I look at myself and of course you've got stupid ears on. But also your skin looks clear. Your teeth are wider.
This is what's wrong with the online world. That.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's not often that I feel sorry for a pop star, but I kind of do this afternoon.
Who?
Louis Tomlinson. One Direction fame, right?
Now, he's done... Sorry, which one?
I knew you were going to ask me that.
Yeah, which one is he? So I know Harry.
Okay. Yep.
The raging hottie,
yep.
Harry.
Yep.
I know the bloke that's got the bit of white at the front of his hair. Zane.
Yep, that's Zane.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then I don't. The rest of them kind of muddle into.
Well, this could be part of the problem.
A mess.
So he's done an interview with the Guardian newspaper in the UK, and he's spoken about how he was kind of the kid at the back of One Direction. He said, "Niall's lovely, Zane has the voice, Harry's cool, Liam gets the crowd going. Then there's just me."
Oh no, Louis knows he's the Louis. You know what he is?
What is he?
He's a modern day Michelle.
Michelle?
You're not even going to know.
No.
Destiny's Child.
Oh yes, Michelle Williams. No.
Who knows? I don't know.
Is that a name? I think that it was a name. Oh, yes, Destiny's Child.
Remember Michelle? And you're like, and also the long-haired dude from the Black Eyed Peas is the same. And you're like, what's that dude do?
I'll never forget when Beyonce got pregnant and there was a picture put up of Destiny's Child and it said it's not the first time Beyonce's carried two people.
Very good.
I felt sad.
But at least Kelly's kind of kicked on now.
Oh, Kelly Rowland.
Yeah.
And Michelle Williams. That's right. Sorry, it's just all come to me. I'm a bit slow. It takes me a little while. I've got mama brain. Anyway, it made me sad. This whole article explains how they've all gone on to have great things and he kind of just accepts that he's that guy. He wasn't the popular one in the group and he's gone on. Like, I was listening to all their songs today because they've all had quite successful songs. His is probably the one that's had the least of the radio play, even though I really liked his song.
You don't have to say
this is Louis here.
Do you remember this one? It was good.
No, I don't remember this.
You would have. Darling, just hold on.
No.
I think it was like last summer or something.
I reckon we played this once, Sunday at midnight.
Anyway.
And haven't played it since.
I just felt sad because I thought he's in such a successful group. And it's like you don't remember anyone from NSYNC other than Justin Timberlake. It's like, take that. All you remember is Robbie Williams, right?
That's true. You know who was a Louis that came good?
Who?
Posh Spice was the Louis of the group.
Was she?
She always said she couldn't sing.
No, she, yes, but she was still had such
she
a
was
presence.
Hot. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, she was not the Louis of the group.
Well, most groups have a Louis. I mean, we've got a Buzz.
Oh, don't. That's so mean.
What, are we kidding? Buzz is definitely the Louis of the group.
No, he's not. He doesn't even have a song out.
But
I'm trying to mount an argument here, but I just can't.
The Louis never can, mate. The Louis never can.
But like you've got Harry who's dated Taylor Swift. Is it Zayn that's with Gigi Hadid?
Oh, and one of them's with Cheryl Cole.
Yeah, one of them's had a baby with Cheryl Cole. That's Liam. And then Louis had a baby with his former stylist.
who's probably a lovely person.
Anyway, I want to speak to people who are the Louis of their friendship group.
Yes.
Are you the kind of dud of your friendship group?
Are you the Louis? How great. Because your friends could be, there's always people, sometimes it's in their family as well. They can be all doctors and then there's a Louis.
But we'll celebrate you. We love Louis.
If you can work out how to use the phone, 131060 is our number.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We're asking, are you the Louis of your group of mates? Because Louis Tomlinson from One Direction's come out and said he was the kid at the back.
Yep.
He was just
the dud
of them.
He was the dud.
Yeah.
And it's not bad to admit that you're a dud. I mean,
no.
Buzz won't, but he's our Louis. Alice, are you the Louis of your group?
I'm definitely the Louis of my group.
Okay, talk me through the other people. Are they successful? Have they got better jobs? What is it?
So all my friends are really good looking and I'm sort of just the token, like, ordinary looking friend that goes along with them.
Oh, Alice, you're gorgeous. And so is there always like groups of guys that come up and really target your friends?
Oh, yeah, and, like, they'll talk to me first to get to my friends.
Oh.
If I'm a good friend, I'll always pass them on.
So, Alice, I need to say just a couple of things too. The first thing is you're gorgeous, and don't ever worry about that. The second one is this is an easier fix, mate, and just get some uglier mates. Hey, Rachel from Newcastle, are you the Louis of your group?
I sure am. How are you guys?
Good. Glad that you've called. How much of a dud are you?
My uncles and aunties are all scientists and lawyers, and all my cousins have gone to uni and get 100K plus a year, and I just work in rentals in my local real estate.
But are you happy?
I am. I love my job. Just the disappointment of the family.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing with the duds. We're often happy.
Well, your expectations are so low.
Good on you, Rach. I love it. Good stuff.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, it's been a great Monday.
Well, has it? Because yet another show has come and gone and I still don't have a baby.
We did start the show saying you're a little flat and maybe the solution to your flatness would be to have a baby. I've just thought of something.
What
if we had some of those girls that were saying they were the dud in their group, right?
Yeah.
What if they have a baby with you? Right?
Yeah.
And then they'll be like the chick that had the baby with Tommy Little.
Our dud, my dudness and their dudness could combine and we might somehow, two wrongs might make a right.
Well, because the opposite happens often. Two hot people make ugly babies. So maybe yes. Two duds would make like
Isn't
a really.
Great?
Yes. So you should
my
fill
sperm
up.
Sperm would probably be too unco. It probably wouldn't be able to work out where to go. It'd be calling its mates going, "Oi, did you say second left at the fallopian tubes? Was it the first tube? Which women's bodies are confusing. How come we didn't take any of the 13? I thought we had calls earlier, Buzz. Are you sabotaging my...
On who wants to have a baby with
you?
Yeah. Well, we had lots of calls. A lot of them were guys, which is good.
That's why I was a bit concerned for you, Tommy.
Well, mate, stop judging, hey? Yeah. You put your own limitations on there.
Oh, just because you've got a girlfriend, mate, doesn't mean you have to...
We did have Jess tweet us saying, "I'll have a kid with you, Tommy."
Oh.
So if you jump on @CarrieTommyShow and tweet us...
Now, Buzz.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you a question.
Yeah.
And don't have your cheeks smile. You answer honestly.
Yeah.
How long did it take you to set up a fake Twitter account with the cunning pseudonym of Jess? And then I'm going to meet you at a restaurant and you'll whip off the wig and go, "It was me all along, Tommy.
You've got
Make
me.
Love to me here on this restaurant table."
No, you've got me.
Okay.
I don't know why you you could have a baby if you wanted to. Like, you're such an open book. You hit on anything. Like, you.
I don't hit on anything.
Jamila Risby was in here before, and you were asking about her gorgeous sister.
Yeah, because she said she had a hot sister.
I know, but that doesn't mean that you need to now hook up with Jamila's sister.
But, sorry, that is polite. If somebody says, "I've got a hot sister," I'm going to follow up and show some interest in that person's life.
You can do that without asking if she's single, like some creep.
No, because she was telling us she'd just broken up with a dude, and I said, "Hot and vulnerable, okay." It's better than what you do. When she goes, "Oh, I've got a hot sister," you make this note, and you go, "Oh, someone else is talking again." When's it back to Bickmore?
don't get all nasty when you've been caught out.
What? Just inquiring about someone's...
Don't be defensive, mate. It's anyway. Fine. I'm just saying you have no trouble having a baby if you want to have a baby.
Okay, well...
We can set it up tomorrow. Well, we can do it as a live on-air thing.
Well, I never thought I'd do this, but I'm tweeting back to Jess and seeing what she's up to.
Yeah, tweet us @CarrieTommyShow if you want to have a kid with Tommy, Carrie, Tommy. That is us done. We'll catch you tomorrow.
The Carrie and Tommy catch-up is ready to podcast now on Radio App or iTunes.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram @CarrieTommyShow.